Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Mark Babbitt is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of A World Gone Social, president of Switch and Shift. I need that website again one more time, Mark.
Well, switchandshift.com, of course, and then we're also talking about workplace intelligence and social intelligence over at workiq.com.
Workiq.com. So check it out, folks. Go check those websites out. You'll get smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Mark, we're talking about the current condition we have, where we're colliding our business practices with our politics, and we're allowing ourselves, in my opinion. Instead of Washington taking their cues from us and being the better for it, from Main Street and being the better for it, we've taken the bait. We've taken their bait, and we've allowed ourselves to lower our standards to their levels and get down in the muck with them. Instead of being intellectually honest, to both of them, Republicans and Democrats, and saying, wait a minute, guys. What you just did, that's not right. That wouldn't work out here on Main Street. You and I both know, Mark, that if we did some of the things that they do in Washington in our businesses, we'd be out of business in 30 days. Why don't we demand that they behave like we behave, with integrity, with values, the way Main Street is operated? Why don't we demand that of Washington? Why don't we allow them to suck us into their cesspool?
Well, I think more of us are, Jim. More of us are rising up. And you and I talked offline, and the reality is we used to count on our elected officials being the leaders in our communities, in our states, and nationally. And that's just simply, in a lot of cases, not happening now. We talk a lot about country over party, but not too many people are actually living that, right? But here's the opportunity especially for local business leaders, but also for corporate leaders. We have an opportunity to lead our community, not just our customers, but our community, down a path where we unify to a single voice around a cause or an issue and take the red and blue out of it. Yep. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity for those business leaders willing to not only let people know what they stand for, but what they won't stand for.
Right.
I think it's just a terrific opportunity for business today to rise up together and say, here's the values we're going to live by. And if we have to, you call it bottom up instead of top down, but if we have to show our leaders, if we have to lead by example and let people know what we expect from our elected officials, business leaders who are taking advantage of this opportunity, Jim, are doing very, very well in our divisive time.
And what about if we see a politician or a group doing something, and we say, okay, let's for the moment, let's take the issue out of the topic. And let's look at their behavior, and then let's see if I applied that behavior to one of my issues in my work, would that work for me? What do you think about that, Mark? In other words, if you'll notice, in Washington, any given day or week or month, it's a different issue, but the bad behavior is the same. The construction of behavior under it is the same, or there are variations on that. What do you think about that? I'm not going to, if I apply that to myself, would that work for me or not? And if it wouldn't, then just say, okay, well, then those are the people that I don't want to hang out with.
Well,
I don't want them representing.
You just hit the nail on the head, Jim. There's no more important time right now for business owners, corporate executives to decide who their role models are and who they're going to emulate. And you know what? If you look up into our political spectrum and you don't see anybody that's emulation worthy, then look inside and say, okay, I see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I am not going to get sucked in, and I'm going to become my own role model, or I'm going to become a role model for future entrepreneurs or my community or the kids who go to school around my business. I'm going to be that role model. And the more of us that do that, Jim, the better off our whole country is going to be.
I completely agree. And I'll tell you, de Tocqueville warned us about this 200 years ago. He said, in a democracy, the people used to get the government they deserve. So, folks, if you're not happy with the government we have right now, which I'm not, maybe we should do what Mark said a little bit ago, a few seconds ago. Maybe we should look in the mirror. Right, Mark?
Well, yes. I mean, again, take a look at this not as, oh, my goodness, I just need to stay out of this. If that's your values, if that's what's important to your business is just being Switzerland and remaining neutral, then by all means do that. But think
sometimes you have
that's
to.
Not your
sometimes
style,
you have to move.
Yes.
And in a way, if you do that, you actually are accomplishing something. You found a way to take the politics out of the business, because that's what we should be able to do.
We should be able to do
business without politics. We ought to be able to do that. And today it's getting harder. Hey, Mark, good job again today. WorkIQ.com, is that right?
Yes, WORQIQ.com.
Ah, okay, with a Q on the end of work, folks. Mark Babbitt, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thank you.
29 after. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.